This is VOA News. VOA remoter Marissa Melton. A federal judge ruled Friday that the Trump administration must begin accepting new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It's a program that protects people brought to the United States as undocumented children from being deported. U.S. District Judge Nicholas Gorelfis found that a memo issued in July by the acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary was invalid. The memo suspended new applications to the program. Gorelfis said the government has 3 days to post a public notice that new DACA applications are being accepted. He also gave the government 1 month to provide a status report on the program. President Donald Trump tried to end the DACA program that was enacted in 2012 by his predecessor, President Barack Obama, but the Supreme Court ruled in June that the Trump administration did not follow the proper procedures in shutting it down. The U.S. economy added the fewest workers in 6 months in November, hindered by a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases that, together with a lack of more government relief money, threatens the recovery from the pandemic recession. Hiring slowed sharply in November. Employers added just 240,000 workers. That's the lowest rate of new hires in 6 months, according to Labor Department data released on Friday. So in November, the paltry employment gains and America has yet to recover. Around 10 million jobs were lost during the health crisis. Those closely watched numbers also show a surge in the number of Americans who are experiencing long periods of unemployment. The slowdown in hiring is the clearest signal of an economic rebound that has stalled. The nation's unemployment rate is now